الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أم حسبتم أن تدخلوا الجنة ولما يأتكم مثل الذين خلوا من قبلكم صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders, beloved brothers in Islam, each and every human being during the course of his or her life is faced with different challenges, different trials, different hardships. Regardless of age, regardless of gender, regardless of the background of that particular person, whichever country he may come from, whichever society or community he may belong to. But by and large, every single human being that comes into this world will be faced with challenges, with difficulties, with trials. And this is the divine system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, particularly when it comes to the people of Iman. أَحَسِبَ النَّاسُ أَن يُتْرَكُوا أَن يَقُولُوا آمَنَّا وَهُمْ لَا يُفْتَنُونَ. Allah says that the people think that they will be left just because they have brought Iman and have said Amanna. We believe in Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wahum la yuftanun. And that they will live a smooth sailing life in this world. They will not be tested. They will not be faced with challenges. On the contrary, Allah says, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْصٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنْفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Allah says, definitely, certainly, we will test each and every one. Some will be tested through poverty. Some will be tested through wealth. Some will be tested through sickness. Some will be tested through natural disasters. In different ways, in different forms, Allah says we will definitely place challenges, trials, difficulties in the life of a mu'min. To this extent that even the greatest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, after the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they also were tested by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On one occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam is seated in the haram of Makkah Mukarrama. And a group of sahaba come up to him, O Nabi of Allah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to remove the hardships and the difficulties that we are facing. We are unable to bear the suffering any longer. We are well aware of the incident of Bilal radiallahu anhu, Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu, and others. So they ask him, O Nabi of Allah, make dua to Allah. Ask him to remove the suffering, remove the challenges that are facing us. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says to them, O my sahaba, that amongst the nations of the past there would be people who were so strong and steadfast in their iman, that a man would be brought in front of the ruler and the king of the time. And he would be asked, who do you believe in? And when he replied, I believe in Allah, then a sword would be brought and placed on his forehead, and his body would be split into half. And this type of punishment also did not waver him, did not deter him and cause him to shake in his iman. He remained steadfast and firm. O my sahaba, you also have sabr and patience. Many long, difficult years pass in Makkah Mukarrama, until finally, after approximately 13 years, permission is given that now migrate to Medina Munawwara. In other words, leave your homes, leave your businesses, leave your community, leave everything that you know, and migrate to a foreign city, a foreign town. But for the sake of deen, for the sake of the deen of their families, the sahaba migrated to Medina Munawwara. And And here over time they began to build a society, build a community. The businesses once again began to flourish. And just as things were settling down, they could worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala openly. News comes that the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama are marching against Medina Munawwara. The Jewish tribes surrounding Medina Munawwara also join forces with them. And we find that now the enemies of Islam have laid siege to the city of Medina. The plan is very clear. We will wage war against Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. We will wipe out the Muslims in Islam. We can imagine the worry, the concern, that after so many years of persecution and suffering in Makkah, we were asked to leave our homes, our businesses. We began a new community and society, and now we stand to lose all of this once again. At this point in time, when the worry and the grief and concern must have been at its height, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down the verse that was recited, أَمْ حَسِبْتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةِ. Addressing the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that do you think that you will get Jannat free of charge? وَلَمَّا يَأْتِكُمْ مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. And you will not be tested and challenged like the people of the past. Let us understand, who is Allah addressing? Who was in that gathering that is being addressed by Allah? One was Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had already said, Abu Bakr in fil Jannah. Guaranteed Jannati. Umar radiallahu anhu was there, Umar fil Jannah. Guaranteed Jannati. Uthman radiallahu anhu was there, Uthman fil Jannah. Guaranteed Jannati. Ali radiallahu anhu was there, the Ashara Mubashara were there. The Ashab-e Badr, the participants of the Battle of Badr, were there. When Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had said that Allah addresses you and says to you that do as you please, Allah has forgiven your sins. Those individuals who Quran declares radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhum, they have already earned Allah's happiness and pleasure. These individuals Allah is addressing, am hasibtum an tadkhulul jannah. Do you think that you will get Jannat free of charge? Do you think you will get a smooth sailing life in this world? You will not be faced with challenges. You will not be faced with difficulties. How were the people of the past tested by Allah? مَسَّتْهُمُ الْبَأْسَاءُ وَالضَّرَّاءُ وَزُلْزِلُوا حَتَّى يَقُولَ الرَّسُولُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. Allah says, to this extent, the challenges and the difficulties they faced, that they began to cry out, مَتَى نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When will the help of Allah come? This very same cry, my respected brothers and elders. In the different parts of the Muslim Ummah today, we can hear this cry. In China, we can hear, Mata Nasrullah, where is the help of Allah? In Burma, we can hear, Mata Nasrullah, where is the help of Allah? In Afghanistan, we can hear, Mata Nasrullah, where is the help of Allah? And each and every one of us in our own lives also are asking the question, Mata Nasrullah. Where is the help of Allah? When will His assistance come? But let us understand that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, while it is promised to the people of Iman, when Allah will choose to assist and help the Ummah, that we do not know. And in which way He will choose to manifest His assistance, that also we do not know. Perhaps for some person, his poverty may be a means of taking him closer to Allah. Perhaps for some, his illness may be a means of taking him closer to Allah. But nonetheless, in the light of Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama have given us a few guidelines. That when a person is faced with difficulty, when there is a challenge in front of him, what should be his outlook and reaction? The first advice that ulama give is adopt sabr and patience at the time of difficulty. Allah will reward you not only in the hereafter but in this world as well. وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَّبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ. Allah says that person who will be faced with any difficulty, whatever it may be a loss of life, it may be some illness or sickness, the doctors have given up hope, or perhaps the consultants have said to him, your business needs to file for bankruptcy. There is no way out. is no solution. But Allah says that person who will adopt sabr and patience. In other words, he will not question the decree of Allah. He will not argue against the wisdom of Allah. Then Allah says, give him glad tidings. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَيْهِمْ صَلَوَاتٌ مِّن رَبِّهِمْ وَرَحْمَةٌ Allah says, peace, blessings, mercy of Allah will descend upon this person. And not only in the hereafter will this reward be found for him, but in this world also we will find Allah will reward him. The dua taught to Umm Salama radiallahu anha on the occasion of the demise of her husband Abu Salama. When she came to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, advise me, I've lost my husband, the father to my children. What should I do? What should I say? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam teaches her a dua. Allahumma jurni fi musibati wa khluf li khayran minha. That, oh Allah, this calamity, this difficulty, this challenge that is in front of me, I will adopt sabr and patience, and you reward me for my patience. And furthermore, wa khluf li khayran minha, the loss that I have incurred, you replace it, or you replace for me something far better than what I have lost. So she begins to recite this dua, Umm Salama radiallahu anha. But in her own words, she says, I did not think it would be possible that I would find a better husband than Abu Salama. What a loving husband he was, what a caring father he was. But she complies with the command of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, adopt patience and sabr at the time of difficulty. How does Allah reward her? We find in a short space of time, a proposal is sent for Umm Salama. Who does this proposal come from? None other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself. Such honor Allah granted to her, that she became from the Ummahatul Mu'mineen, the mothers of the believers till the day of Qiyamah. From the Azwaj-e Mutahharat, the noble spouses of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah as well. On the back of sabr and patience. Many of us are faced with challenges, with trials and difficulties in our daily life. It should not be that we become quick to question Allah. It should not be that we adopt an attitude of ingratitude and we turn away or turn our eyes away from the countless bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us. As ulama have mentioned, the bounties and favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْسُوهَا. If a person tries to count and enumerate the favors of Allah, then he will never be able to do so. One bounty, one ni'mat of Allah, the eyesight that He has given to us. When last did we thank Allah for our eyesight? Like that person who has reached an elderly age and his eyes begin to weaken and he goes to the doctor and he is told you need to undergo a procedure. And at first he cannot see much and he goes into theater and the doctor performs that operation. And he comes out and he's in recovery. And the bandage is then removed from his eye and he can see clearly. What is his reaction, the gratitude that he expresses to the doctor? And he will say to him, thanks a million. You saved my eyesight, you saved my life. He will pay the bill in full. He will send him a thank you card. What am I say, when last did we thank the one who gave us the eyesight? The doctor did damage control. Allah rewarded him for that. How grateful you were to him. You thanked him a million. But when last did we make shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave us those eyes? When a person will look to the bounties and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it will become impossible for him to fall into despondency. It will become impossible for him to question the wisdom of Allah. And he will understand that these challenges in life are short-lived. That very soon I will cross this hurdle in life and it will be smooth sailing once again. The first advice ulama give, adopt sabr and patience at the time of difficulty. And thereafter ulama say that when a person is faced with any challenge in life, then he should acknowledge his own weakness, his own shortcoming before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should not look to place the blame on somebody else. We find the emphatic and clear declaration of Quran. ظَهَرَ الْفَسَادُ فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِ النَّاسِ If you want to know where do the conditions that prevail in the world come from? Why is the economy so unstable? Why are the natural disasters that are striking the Ummah day after day? Why can we not find peace and contentment? If you're looking for the solution or the reason for this, if you're looking for the reason and the cause, then Allah says, "Bima kasabat aydin nas." It is the clear declaration of Quran that as you deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as you comply with His commands, He will send down conditions accordingly. If we will break the commands of Allah, then we have only ourselves to blame. We may look for solutions elsewhere, we may look for causes and reasons elsewhere. But 1400 years ago, the word and the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is true. That as long as we will stay away from the masjid, and we will fail to uphold the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will abandon the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we will find these conditions coming upon us as well. So the second advice ulama give is that acknowledge our own shortcoming and weakness in front of Allah. I have made an error, I have fallen short. Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam is in the belly of the whale. The story is quite lengthy. He had made an error in judgment. He had left his nation that he was calling towards Allah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished to test him. So he found himself in the belly of the whale. There was no way out, no escape route. And at this moment in time, we can imagine the levels of despondency that you and I would have faced. He tells to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "La ilaha illa anta subhanak, inni kuntu min al-zalimin." Oh Allah, there is no being worthy of worship besides you. Subhanak, you are free from all faults, free from all deficiencies, free from all weaknesses. Inni kuntu min al-zalimin. I have made an error. I have fallen short. It is my weakness that has landed me in this difficulty, this difficult situation that I find myself in. What does Allah say? فَاسْتَجَبْنَا لَهُ. But immediately as he acknowledged his own shortcoming, Allah says, we answered his call. وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ. And we protected and saved him from that difficult situation he found himself in. But more importantly, Allah says, وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. That from now till the day of Qiyamah, any reciter of Kalima La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah, when he will find himself faced with some challenge in life, no matter how big it may seem, no matter how impossible it may seem to find a solution, and he will turn to me and acknowledge his own shortcoming and weakness, Allah says, كَذَٰلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. As we saved Yunus alayhi salatu wasalam, in the very same way we will make a way out for this person. We will remove that difficulty. We will change the conditions. We will bring about ease after difficulty. But provided he acknowledges his own fault. And this, respected brothers and elders, will only happen when a person understands where he is breaking the commands of Allah. But as long as we will legalize the impermissible and haram actions that we are doing, we will look for loopholes, we will search for those views that appease our own nafs and soul. We will try to appease our conscience and tell ourselves that we are not doing anything wrong. As long as we will continue to do this and make excuses for ourselves, then a person will not turn towards tawbah and repentance. And when a person does not repent before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will never acknowledge his shortcoming. He will never acknowledge his own fault and his own weakness. The time has come, we are well aware of the conditions that are facing the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is not far off that you and I will also find ourselves faced with these challenges, these difficulties. We are well aware in the last month or two, the conditions in our own country, the rioting, the looting, the instability. It has become a daily complaint that we need to look elsewhere, we need to seek greener pastures, perhaps we need to migrate overseas. This is not the solution, respected brothers and elders. The solution, we need to migrate our lifestyle from a life of sin and disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to migrate to a life of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling His commands, We have got to adopt the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we bring about this change in our own life, then the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that His assistance, His help, His rahmat, His mercy is what the people of Iman, what the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah give us tawfiq wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.